Senate acts just in time. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The Senate voted moments ago to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, until 2026.
In the nick of time, bipartisanship has prevailed here in the Senate. We are reauthorizing FISA right before it expires at midnight, 20 minutes before midnight.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praising the bipartisan effort that got the job done, and the bill now heads to the president's desk. The House appears ready to pass a $95 billion foreign aid package Saturday, the measure getting the go-ahead from Democrats and Republicans as the Democrats helped Speaker Mike Johnson on a procedural vote Friday.
The House passed a test vote to tee up the aid package for a vote, but it was also a test for House Speaker Mike Johnson. Democrats may be willing to help the speaker keep his job. In a scene not witnessed since 1964 on civil rights, the minority party helped the majority put a bill on the floor. 165 Democrats voted yes to only 151 Republicans. Johnson faced a revolt from Republicans after he resisted calls to include border security in the measure.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Former President Trump's hush money trial is set for opening arguments on Monday.
The jury is seated, 12 jurors, 6 alternates all sworn in. Former President Trump spoke to reporters while entering the courtroom. While leaving, he criticized the judge and the court's gag order, saying it's unfair that others can talk about him and he can't respond. Some notable moments at the end of court. Former President Trump stood perhaps a bit early, and Judge Juan Merchan told him to sit right back down.
Fox's Nate Foy. In the park outside that New York City courthouse, a Florida man set himself on fire. Max Azarello of St. Augustine is in critical condition. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Israel and Iran are playing down the IDF's narrow strike on Iran early Friday morning as world fears grow of a regional war.
We do know that the explosions took place in Iran's Isfahan province, about 200 miles south of the Iranian capital of Tehran. The province is home to Iran's Natanz nuclear facility. Iranian state media confirmed that explosions took place overnight and attributed them to the country's air defense system intercepting small drones. The current reporting points to Iran trying to downplay the incident that likely involved Israeli missiles fired into Iran. Reports indicate the United States was informed ahead of the strikes. The event appears to be over and does give Iran the ability to de-escalate rising tension with Israel.
Fox's Trey Yankston, Tel Aviv. Tennessee Volkswagen employees voted Friday night to join the United Auto Workers Union, boosting the drive to organize non-union plants. Workers at the factory in Chattanooga voted overwhelmingly in favor, about 2,600 to nearly 1,000. A child has confessed to an unsolved killing in Texas.
Investigators say a 10-year-old boy admitted to a shocking murder while being interviewed at a psychiatric hospital. The boy claims to have killed Brandon Raspberry by shooting him in the head while the 32-year-old slept in his RV park about 60 miles east of San Antonio. The unnamed boy would have been just 7 at the time. The Gonzales County Sheriff's Office believes he used his grandfather's firearm. The 10-year-old cannot be charged with a crime due to his age, but he's currently being held in emergency detention. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The miners who chisel Bitcoin out of complex mathematics are taking a 50% pay cut, effectively reducing production of the world's largest cryptocurrency again. And that so-called halving is expected to push prices higher. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.